Never been on this program before, to the best of my knowledge. And so here you go, a physician, a leading expert on near-death experience, and at that, a physician. So he did a documentary, I think, called The Day I Died, and it's his first book. And anytime we can get an expert in this area, boy, I'm all for it. After all, those are the big questions, right? Once more, open lines, anything you want to do is totally fair game. First time caller line, you're on the air, top of the morning.
Morning, Art.
Hi.
Fabulous to be on the show. I want to thank you very much for taking my call. I have a comment for a lot of the listeners who are doubtful about the reasons behind the climate change.
All right.
And my comment is thus, why are we even arguing about it? If there's even a 5 to 10% chance that human activities have contributed to this, people need to understand that we're playing in a serious end game here, and the
yes.
people in control, the politicians and the corporate men at the top of the ladder, they understand this, and we need to understand this.
I agree with you. It's a hell of an end game.
And it's really time for us to start finding ways to protect ourselves. And it's really sad when you consider that most of the research institutions and a lot of the scientists, they're having to skew their results in the favor of those who actually pay their bills, the corporations, and so they're having to put out false data. There's a lot of propaganda going back and forth about this, and I really think it's time for the communities to step up and really decide to take the initiative, take things back in their own hands.
For the same reason, they will not speak out. They can't speak out. There are certain guidelines, and they just can't speak out. I mean, look, you know, you've got to think of this as men with well-established careers, and families and children probably in college and expenses. And hey, look, I understand.
I absolutely understand. There are noble virtues in taking care of your family, feeding your family. But again, if you have something to say, something that the American people and the people of the world need to know about, you have that responsibility, not just to yourself and to your ability to sleep at night, but to your species. When we're talking about things so fundamentally important to the existence of human species, again, I have to put it right up there and say, I'm sorry, guys, but you're failing yourself.
Once again, it's easy for you to say, and it's easy for you to call for responsible moral behavior. But my God, if you've got a family, you've got an established career, you know, where do your loyalties lie? Well, my answer would be with your family. I think your loyalties belong with your family. And I know that's not the right answer, but it is the answer. I mean, it's just the way the world works, that's all. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
I'm just so glad to hear that you're still on the air. I've listened to you for a couple of years, and it is an awesome privilege to be on your show.
Thank you.
Well, I have a couple of things to say. The first thing is, if you take a look at the stars at night,
yes,
and you look up there in the universe,
yes,
and if you're any part of an intelligent human being, you would know that the universe has millions of planets.
I do know.
And if there's one planet in the universe with life on it, which is Earth, there's got to be at least 100 other planets out there in the universe with other life on it.
No argument from me.
When I was 14 years old, I was abducted with two other of my friends in Portland, Oregon, in the woods. And I am now 28 years old. And I have seen a hypnotherapist a couple times.
Yes.
And I can't begin to describe what happened or what I experienced, but
why not?
Well, because it would be really hard to put it in the emotional human terms. I could explain a little bit of it, but one of them, they gave us a couple warnings.
So it wasn't just you.
No, it was me and my two of my friends that were abducted.
All right, and they gave us warnings. So you were abducted, and you received warnings, which were.
Well, one of them was about our water source. Our water supply is going to be contaminated. It is very. It would be very wise for us to start storing water that is drinkable now, because there's more than one war going on. We're not. We are fighting ourselves, humans against humans, but there's other things out here to take our resources.
What do you think would happen if a third of the world's water became contaminated?
Oh, a third of the world's water could become contaminated, all life would die.
And the other warning, sir?
Another one is we need to be enlightened and stop killing our own race. We are humans, and regardless of what country you come from or what color your skin is, live on the same planet, and it'd be really wise for us not to destroy ourselves, which is kind of simplistic, but for some reason we have a hard time doing it.
It's true, isn't it? All right. Thank you very much. He really is right about that, isn't he? It seems very simplistic and duh, right? Don't destroy yourself. And yet we have constructed weapons fully capable of doing the job, it's my understanding, many, many times over. So, you know, you'd be bombing the ashes. It means we absolutely have the ability to destroy ourselves. And he's right. It seems basic, doesn't it? To intelligent life in the universe, don't kill each other. Don't kill each other. But I believe the United States leads the pack of arms manufacturers and sellers, right? Aren't we about head of that list? East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
The light of the body is the eye.
Yeah. I guess what I love about that song is you can, or I can anyway, and I think a lot of people can, look into a person's eyes and literally look into their soul.
I've heard that.
Well, it seems true.
Some people, they just seem to seem evil, and others, they just seem to have a better personality.
Yeah, and I can feel it in like 2 seconds being in a person's presence. I know, anyway.
I read Deuteronomy chapter 28, and if you look around and see what's happening in this country,
mm-hmm.
I think that has something to do with what is happening in this country and what could happen as far as when it's going to happen, I'm not sure.
End days, sir?
I beg your pardon?
End days.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Now, regarding the one caller, and I don't know what to make of the caller, but as far as what he said about Yellowstone National Park and hell, I didn't quite get all that. What did he say about Yellowstone National Park and hell?
That there was some hell down below it. Well, there is a sort of hell down below it, possibly.
Okay,
there's magma moving around, and if you get mixed up with magma, you'll think you're in magma. You'll think you're in hell.
Well, that makes sense to me, because the Bible states that the direction of hell is below us. It's under our feet. And there was one preacher that I heard that preached either a message or a series of messages on volcanoes being air vents of hell.
Being air vents of hell, huh?
Well,
they kind of bring hell, don't they?
Hey, listen to that one recording that you have that you play over and over again.
Well, I haven't played it in a very long time, actually.
It makes sense to me.
That there's really hell down there?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you this. This recording is backed up by I'm trying to remember. I believe, yes, it was Reuters News. Reuters News carried the story. A good, legitimate news service carried the story. And it was about a hole drilled in Siberia. Now, there are those who say this is contemporary urban legend. And a long time ago, I received what I consider to be an authentic recording. They drilled down miles into the earth. The story on Reuters said that they lowered microphones. They were hearing noises. They lowered microphones into this very, very, very deep hole that they created in the ground. And then heard what you're about to hear. And when they did, you can imagine, they packed up that hole and they I think they just took off running and gave up the project. That's the story, anyway, such as it is. And these are the sounds from hell.
Wow.
Can you imagine lowering a microphone and hearing this? That's the original recording. That's horrible stuff. I mean, it's hard to even imagine. It's easier to say, ha, ah, that's an urban legend or something. But that was forwarded to me by a good source a long time ago. A lot of times when we did this, we'd put up the Reuters story for you, but we'll not do that this time. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Art?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tom from Springfield, Oregon.
Hey, Tom.
Been listening to you for quite a long time, and really, really enjoy your show. It's awesome.
Thank you.
But I wanted to say, you know, I was raised a Christian and everything, and I think us as humans are arrogant to believe that we have any effect on this planet whatsoever. I'm sure this planet has turned over and over and over so many times without us even being here. And at the same time, I also say that I believe that we're caretakers of this planet and that we should take care of it. But I don't think that us...
Many Christians have the view that everything here is for our use, that God put everything here for our use. Don't worry about it. There'll be plenty of oil. Don't worry about it. There'll be plenty of species of this and that.
I don't believe that. I believe that we need to take care of our resources and stuff like that. But, you know, as far as this global warming and stuff, I don't really believe that...
that it's real.
Well, I believe that maybe there's something happening, that there's changes and stuff, but I don't believe that we're affecting it. I believe that this is the Earth's natural... changes. I mean, look through.
Wait a minute. The Earth does have natural changes, but I mean, clearly, if you're to look down on the Earth from space, which they do with satellites, and you see all the lights on at night, you know the Earth is damn well very inhabited. I mean, very inhabited.
Yes.
And for us not to have an effect seems to me to be impossible.
Well, yeah, maybe a small effect, but I don't think that we're having a big effect like the big global warming thing. I mean, think how long this planet was here before we showed up, and I'm sure there was global warming happening then through natural changes of the Earth. And for us, you know...
What would it take for you, sir? I mean, if you were to look down and the water was halfway up to your knee, would you say, gee, maybe I was wrong. I mean, what would it take?
You know, I think it's probably, you know, I mean, you believe in God, right?
I do.
Okay. And I'm sure that you've read the Bible and you've read Revelation, and it tells you, you know, how things are going to come to pass and everything. Maybe we have a small... part in that, but also I think that this is the natural path of things
according to the Bible. Okay, well, I've got it. End times. Well, maybe. I believe an awful lot in this silly free will thing, you know, that man does have free will, and collectively we can begin to change our minds about something if we're presented with enough evidence, and that we might avert what otherwise might be our last days. How about that? International line, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You had a gentleman earlier in the program refer to the year 2012, April.
Yeah.
Where the Hopi Indians.
Yeah.
There are major changes coming around that time. The Bible says...
Is that the Bible or is that the Mayan calendar?
No, sir. Listen. The Bible says that nobody knows the date in which the earth will end.
Well, okay, there you are then.
And the second coming will happen. Up to this point, it has been revealed. Go to chapters in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark.
Okay. All right. You don't have to quote all that.
Okay,
it does say that no man shall know, so there's your point. No man shall know. So it's not 2012. Bible doesn't say that. Bible says no one's going to know. However, if you look around the world at you right now and everything that's going on, there can be a knowing. Believe me, there can be a knowing. Just do a little research into what's going on and see if it doesn't produce a knowing in you. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
It's an honor to be on the show.
Glad to have you.
I wanted to ask you about something you mentioned probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember what show it was on, but you had mentioned a study done a few years ago where people, I think, were under hypnosis given quarters to hold in their hands, and they were given the suggestion that the quarters were red hot and they actually received burn marks from
them. Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, yes.
And after the show, I went home and I Googled it every way I could think of, and I could not find anything on it. And I was hoping maybe you could give me some background on that.
I can tell you that hypnotists can clearly make people think they're experiencing that. And I know that our brains are capable of directing things like marks on our body and other physical manifestations because of the strength of what the brain is concentrating on. So, I mean, all of that is true. What right words to insert in Google to get the needed result, I can't help you with at all.
I definitely agree with you. I was just hoping to have something to tell people, no, look, there it is. It really happened.
There are many, many more examples, sir, of people that have had, for example, religious claimed phenomena. You know, marks on the body that originate with some faith, belief, even bleeding. I mean, all of these things have happened. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing this evening, Mr.
All right.
Bell?
I'm doing all right.
I've just had a couple of comments, really. A couple things have been on my mind lately.
Fire away.
You keep hearing a lot in the media about global warming, it's the end of the world, that sort of thing.
Well, I don't know how many are saying it's the end of the world. Some are saying it will certainly be a different world.
Well, you know, the anticipation, the feeling that something's going to happen.
Yes.
Well, I think it was somebody told me that the Mayan calendar ends in 2012.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, my calendar ends in December of this year.
That'll be it then. For you. I mean, everybody else who's got a longer calendar, they'll go on. But for you,
maybe
it's,
those 5-year calendars.
It's over.
Is the way to go. But anyway, a couple callers ago, or maybe it was the last caller, I'm not sure, they were saying that humans have no impact on the environment. Or
yeah, that's what he said.
Minimal impact, anyway.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure that there was some sort of some degree of global warming in the past without human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, right now, that the rate we're burning hydrocarbons, you know, fossil
fuels. Yeah, but see, here's the real question. If we're entering a cycle of warmer times, and then you throw on top of that man's newly acquired emissions, then you've got something more. Well, all right, let's go and make maximum use of time. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. I'm actually calling from that small piece of hell that the son of Satan called about. I'm calling from there.
Yes. Actually calling from hell.
No, Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock.
And I do believe that my future mother-in-law is an alien.
All right.
Because she is really weird.
So you're intentionally involving yourself with one?
Yes, sir. Me and my girlfriend just recently got y'all's StreamLink membership, and she is big into Bigfoot and UFOs, and I downloaded the David T. Adair interview.
Yes.
For her.
Yes.
And I was wondering if there's anything that you could recommend that would be better than that for UFOs and Area 51 and anything better than the Robert Morgan interview, the Bigfoot Hunter interview, I believe.
I think that the Bugs interview was tops. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Have you
heard the Bugs?
I heard the Bugs, and I wanted to know if that was true.
So do I.
Never followed up on
my impression, sir, from having talked to Bugs was, yeah, you bet it was true. Absolutely true. And if I'd been that man, I would have made the same final choice at the behest of his wife. She said, no, you don't, buddy. You know, I can see what trouble lies ahead, so no, you don't. And it's like you had to respect that. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Well, that's the best guess, yeah.
Oh, you have no idea what a fantastic honor this is. I've been listening to you since the early 90s and calling from Ottawa.
Ottawa, okay.
Jeff by name. And did you know that you are blacked out in Ottawa?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean, blacked out?
There used to be a station playing the show, but it was... taken off the air, and as far as I know...
Oh, yeah, those things do happen.
It's an interesting story, because I actually have worked in radio in this town for a long time, and the story as it came to me, I worked for the company that had the same station that played it, and
right.
According to an unnamed executive, there was a broadcast on, and a politician's wife had insomnia and stayed up and listened to it, and it happened to be a certain Art Bell... broadcasting an interview with a witch by the name of Vandal.
Who?
Vandal?
No.
You never did.
I've interviewed witches, but no one with that name.
Oh, I thought that was the name, but it was a witch interview, and you were doing it, and
yes.
it so shocked this person that apparently the husband went to the CRTC, the Canadian Radio Television Commission, and blacked it out of this nation's capital.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Could it be true?
It is. But
Coast to Coast AM censored in a major Canadian city.
It's shocking.
Tell me it ain't true.
I'm sorry. And I'm such a fan. I have to go out at night and walk the dog and listen to it on Northern American stations in order to be able to hear you.
Well, eventually we will prevail.
I hope. But my reason for calling is I've been trying to get something through to you for years, all these years. This is the first time I've ever gotten through. And... do you know a comedy troupe from San Francisco by the name of Firesign Theater?
Well, of course.
Of course you do. You know their release, Everything You Know Is Wrong.
Yes.
From 1974.
All right.
Have you heard that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Well, you should listen to it again because it predicts you. It's about a lone broadcaster working out of the desert who is operating his studio by himself, trying to turn the world on to the reality of paranormal phenomena, including UFOs, native wisdom.
And what year was this?
1974. And there's Yuri Geller type character, and it ends.
All right, I'm going to have to hear it. Can you send me the...
I can. I would love it. I'd be honored to send it to you.
All right. Did you get my email address?
Yes.
All right.
I've sent it to you before, in fact.
All right, well then rock on. Get it to me. It predicts me, huh? It predicts me. Well, if it did it on that date, that indeed would have been a prediction. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Yard. This is Justin in Tulsa.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to tell you how I believed about the global warming and the Earth effects, and I believe it. I believe our fate is the sun. I believe all the pollution and all the countries in South America who aren't really regulated with all their pollution and all that stuff, and our country and the way we pollute. I just feel that the ozone is, of course, it's all gone, and they don't want to let us know about it. I mean, it's going to be gone totally.
Well, it certainly is going.
And I believe all the thing it's going to take is one of those flares to come off the sun and slam into us or get real close to us, and then that's it.
Well, you know, that I don't know if that's it, but it could certainly be almost it. It could be really bad.
Yeah, and I have no idea how all the extraterrestrials fit into this, but if you ask my wife, she says she married one about 6 years ago.
Mm.
And
well, did she?
No, I'm afraid not. I don't know what to say about my mom and dad and all those people. I think they might be, but no, I'm sure I'm not. And
well, why does she think you are?
Oh, just like the other guy said, he talked about his mother-in-law, was just plain weird. She thinks I listen to your show, I'm just plain weird.
Yeah, I guess... some who listen are a little strange.
But I enjoy the show, and you guys do a great job.
I appreciate the comments. Thank you. Well, what we try and do on this program is stuff that other people won't do. Well, that's why we get in trouble. you know, like with the Canadian station or whatever it was, and then there was something else about some political comment and probably got us taken off somewhere else. You know, but that's our job. Our job is to walk on the edge, and when you walk on the edge, you're going to tick people off every now and then. That's all there is to it. You get them angry. That's life. Doesn't mean we yank back from the edge. We will continue to cover whatever needs or we feel needs to be covered, you know, without regard to the consequences. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Trey.
Hi.
Been a long time listening to you. It's an honor to finally get to speak with you.
Glad you're here, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Back when I first started listening to you, you were complaining about the endless rain on the drive in your Geo Metro to KDON to do your show.
That's right.
At the time, you mentioned that that's no way to run a desert.
That's right.
I believe it was the last solar minimum we had when the rains come. And they seem to go in cycles like this all the time.
Well, so, I've long correlated solar activity in my mind with earthquake activity. But that's just been me. I've kind of watched that. So we all come up with our little favorites.
Yeah, there's good evidence for that. In fact, there's a book done by a fellow called Our Manic Sun. And he uses the evidence from SOHO satellite, which a lot of scientists ignore today, but strong evidence for it controlling our weather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the sun and the mostly the cosmic radiation.
Well, doesn't it make sense? After all, the sun is the major radiation we receive on Earth, period.
Oh, billions of kilowatts every day. If it wasn't for the sun, we'd have no heat at all.
Yeah.
Let alone global warming, which, by the way, it's a fact global warming exists because only 10,000 years ago, this whole planet was covered with ice. We had an ice age. So we've been warming up ever since.
Yeah.
And it's taken a long time, and another couple of thousand years, this place might be even a Garden of Eden. You know, might be warm enough to even be that good.
Well, it might, or it might be in runaway climate change. And that would be my vote. I think that we're getting close to, and I realize that I buy into some of the, you know, fringier theories, although it's not as fringe as it was. I buy into this feedback thing. To me, it makes sense that it feeds upon itself. Come on, think about it. If the top, what, eighth, seventh, sixth of the world is ice, whatever it is, it reflects, it's white, it reflects the heat from the sun, and therefore it is not absorbed. When that ice begins a melting cycle, that cycle has to feed on itself. As the ice becomes no longer white and becomes water, it's dark, it then absorbs heat. So you've got a lot more heat going into the earth, going into the water. And remember, the water is the major conduit for carrying these different temperature currents about the globe, right? Anyway, it feeds on itself. It's a feedback cycle. It's what we were talking about with Dr. Spencer. So the more it happens, the more it happens. The more ice melts, the more the heat can be absorbed, and the least amount of heat or a lesser amount of heat will be reflected. Duh. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Having you on the line is like, geez, what do I want to talk about? The New World Order? I definitely agree, though, that the human's role in crushing the earth, we're definitely playing a role in raping the land. Like, come on, how could we not? But my biggest beef, I guess, in life, really, in everything, in all of my existence, seems to be this Christian nation that I'm stuck in. And just my comment is, like, the book is dead. Hopefully the next time we come around, we can lose all the religious aspects of it and focus a little more on the land.
Mm.
What do you think
would happen in our world? What different kind of world we would have, sir, if we had no religion?
Oh, paradise, for starters. It, little things is like respecting a tree, maybe not eating meat. People that eat eating meat four or five times a week. Like, I just think so much comes with it. Like, it's here for us. This is, you know, it's normal to eat meat. No, it's not.
Well, I mean,
it's really not. There's many different things. It's very unhealthy. Is it organic meat that you're?
Yeah, but man, you're talking about an inch thick New York steak here. You know, just delicious, absolutely on the grill. I mean, how can you not just?
I've been a meat eater for 24 years, so I've definitely I'm not throwing stones now, but it's just a matter of opening up.
A charcoal broiled New York steak. I mean, the aroma just wafting up from that.
Have you ever had a veggie patty?
Never.
Have you ever tried soy?
Proudly, never. Soy. I've had soy, and it's I don't know, at best gritty and kind of.
Oh, then you haven't had somebody cook it up right for you.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just a lot of people, you know, calling in with their Christian aspect, and it just seems like when I look around, so much of what is going on now seems to be it definitely has a religious aspect to it.
Well, I mean, do you really believe that it's un-Christian, to eat meat?
Well, that's just starters. That's going to another thing is like a. You could say like to be to gay rights, like gays don't have the right to be married. Well, what's the marriage definition of Christianity? What, there wasn't marriage before that? Like, there's many different many different things that come with it.
We're a Christian nation, period. We are.
Yeah, and I guess,
you can see the influence all over the place. And if you travel outside the U.S., you can really see it.
I bet. Yeah, I was stuck in a Catholic household for many, many years, so I've had that side of it and seen so much of it that by the time I came out, I was like, get me what is the farthest thing away from it right now? And I'm working towards that. Someday, hopefully, I'll just be out in a mountain tending my crops.
I almost hit the button. All right.
All right.
Thanks
for
calling. Yeah, take care. Well, you know, I guess it's fair to say that religions have contributed more to wars than anything else. More of the wars have been about, seems like, religion. Differences in basic faith and ideology. Yeah. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art. University of Washington chemistry midterm had a bonus question. They said, is hell exothermic, giving off heat, or endothermic, absorbing heat?
This comes on straight off the internet, sir. I've read it.
Oh, you read that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's urban legend, I think.
Is that an urban legend? And so when this guy sleeps with his girlfriend, he finds that hell really did freeze over?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's getting difficult, isn't it, on the internet, to separate urban legend from fact. Very difficult. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it me?
It sounds like you, but we can't know for sure.
Someone else.
Well, you could be possessed.
Drudge called you the beloved Art Bell.
Drudge called me the beloved?
Drudge called you the beloved Art
Bell. When did he do that?
Early in January.
Wow.
And you are. I owe you my life.
Well, I would rather be the beloved Art Bell than a legend. That's what everybody...
You're no legend, no.
Thank you.
I owe you my life. 11 years ago, I'm a retired university professor. 11 years ago, I went blind suddenly in the Houston airport. Thank God I was with a relative who got me home. I'm in the Rio Grande Valley.
You suddenly went blind?
I had glaucoma, but it boom, like that. I knew I had glaucoma, of course. Well, she got me home, and that night I was considering suicide.
I thought glaucoma was a slowly emerging...
It was. I had it creeping for 5 or 6 years.
And it just, like, caught up with you one
night?
Well,
and then my sight was getting worse and worse and dimmer, but I could still read a little. I could still drive a little. Boom. It went. Boom. I got home that night. I was considering suicide. And for some reason, I reached out and turned on the radio in the dark. And this voice came on. It was you. I didn't know your program at all. And the voice said, oh, I wouldn't do that.
Hmm.
It just happened to be you talking.
Well, that was either a miracle or it was the thousand monkeys syndrome. I just said that, and maybe you wanted to hear it, and so you decided not to off yourself. That's good. You know, maybe it was your brain just picking my words out and applying them to your pending situation. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
How are you, Art?
Okay.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you.
Good to have you. What's up?
Well, I really don't have a lot of time. I can see we're running out of time, so I can't really get into my story. But
well, you can give me a capsule version.
Well, I walked into a 1850 to 1890 house. The fire department was giving a fundraiser.
Yes, sir.
And I was... walking through and taking some pictures of my daughter and taking pictures of the house because it was really nice. And when I brought them home and downloaded it on my computer, I found some pretty astonishing things, and they're really nice. And I'll try to send them to you guys later.
One like what?
I took a picture. They had a cross that this lady that owned the house had made this cross out of flowers for her husband when he passed away. He was
yes.
a doctor. And so I took a picture of it.
And?
And when it came up on the screen, when I downloaded it, in each corner in the upper right, upper left, bottom right of the cross, there were different things. In the bottom right, there was like a anchor, a big ship anchor.
Yes.
And on the left side, it looked like a girl with flowers in her hand, bowing down, kind of sulking.
Now, do you think that really was, or do you think it was your brain finding? No, I'm serious. Finding form.
Right.
You know, our brain wants to make sense out of things, whether
right.
whether it's a cloud pattern or whatever it is, we
right.
want to make sense out of it. So sometimes we can see things, or was it clearly that?
It was clearly that, very distinct, very. There's no looking and staring and trying to make something out of it. It was very distinct.
Huh.
There, in the upper right or upper left, there's some kind of animal. And I think in the upper right, there was like a face.
Well, look, tomorrow.
They're very clear.
Yeah, tomorrow night's guest is going to talk about death. He's going to talk about NDEs, and it's a doctor. It's a doctor. So
there was a doc. The doc, just to, not to cut you off, but the husband that had passed away, that had this house built, was a doctor.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, because of the date and time of the house, I think there may have been a lot of house calls, and he might have operated on people there, and they passed away there, and they're still there.